Christine! Christine! Christine, goddammit! Christine!
Dad, what on earth are you doing?
Christine! Christine, where the hell are you?
Come back in, Dad!
Christine! For goodness sake, please answer me!
Dad, you're soaking wet. Come back into the house.
Christine!
It's okay,
Christine.
Dad.
Christine!
She's not here. Come back indoors. Everything's okay.
Oh, that's easy for you to say.
Seriously, Dad, please come back in the house. You're going to catch your death.
Where is she? Where
Dad,
is Chris?
Mum's been away for a few weeks. Come back indoors. I'll explain. Please?
I'm going to get you a towel and some clothes. Your pajamas are sopping wet.
Where is Christine? Do you know where my wife is?
Mum's in Chichester. She's convalescing.
Come on, Dad. Let's get you out of those wet pajamas.
She's convalescing? What the hell do you mean?
Remember, she had to have surgery.
Nonsense. Christine has got the constitution of a horse.
She's had to have a tumour removed, Dad. Arms up.
What do you mean a tumour? Where?
Turn around. In her lungs.
In her lungs? You mean she has cancer?
Yes, Dad. Can you stand up?
Bloody hell. And nobody has seen fit to tell me.
She has had surgery and the doctors say they are optimistic. Cautiously optimistic.
Optimistic?
Cautiously. Pull these up.
I see. I see. So, what are you doing here?
I'm here to look after you, Dad.
I don't need looking after. I'm perfectly capable of looking after myself.
Well...
Don't you believe me?
Getting out onto the patio in the pouring rain.
Ah, don't fuss. I just wanted to know where the hell Christine was.
Turn around.
I'm perfectly capable of looking after myself.
Right. That's you sorted after that early morning escapade. Do you want some breakfast now?
Breakfast? Isn't it a bit late for that?
It's 6:30.
That's what I mean.
In the morning.
Well, yes. I wouldn't mind a bite to eat.
Some muesli?
No, oh, can't stand the stuff. Tastes like bloody sawdust. No, tell you what I fancy. Sausages, bacon, tomatoes, egg, mushrooms, fried bread and some black pudding.
Isn't that a bit heavy on the old cholesterol, Dad?
Oh, sod the cholesterol. A man needs a hearty breakfast. Remember that, my lad.
Well, we haven't got any black pudding, that's for sure. And I wouldn't bank on mushrooms or tomatoes.
Never mind. Just get on with what there is. I'm starving. Well, that was just what the doctor ordered.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
What do you mean?
Ah, never mind, Dad. Have you had enough?
All for the time being. Shame about the black pudding, the mushrooms and the tomatoes. Oh, and the baked beans. Shouldn't you be at work?
I'll get down to it in a minute.
Down to what? Don't they expect you at the office?
I can work from here.
And your business runs itself, does it?
I think you've got me confused there. Andrew runs a business. I'm Raymond. Ray, I'm the one at uni.
Still? How long do you intend to go on studying, my son?
I don't study. I teach.
Ah. And don't you have to teach today?
No, Dad. It's term break. And I can work from wherever I want.
Nice work if you can get it. Or call it work.
Thanks, Dad.
What about my daughter?
Joanna? She's extremely busy.
Busy with what?
With her law firm. And Cardiff isn't exactly within commuting distance from here.
Cardiff? What's that got to do with anything?
That's where Joanna works.
Ah, yes, of course. Cardiff. And why is Mum not here?
Because she's in Chichester, convalescing.
And when is she planning on getting back?
Sunday.
Sunday, right. And today is Friday.
No, Dad, today is Tuesday.
Of course, Tuesday. And she's coming back on Sunday.
Yes.
About bloody time.
She needs to get better, so we have to be patient.
That's easy for you to say, Andrew.
I'm Ray, Dad.
Oh, of course. So, what are you up to, son?
Believe it or not, I'm working, Dad.
I can see that. What are you working on?
I'm working on a paper.
On a paper? But this is a computer, isn't it?
Yes, but what I am writing will be a paper. An article for an academic journal.
So why not call it an article, then?
Because in the field I work in, they're called papers.
And what is your paper about?
Gender stereotypes.
Stereotypes? Are there any monotypes as well?
Not that I'm aware of.
You must be a real brain box.
I couldn't say, Dad.
How old are you now, Andrew?
I'm 52 and I'm Ray.
Oh, right, of course you are. Ray, not Andrew. Mum's coming back tonight, right?
No, Dad, she's coming back on Sunday.
Sunday, right. And today is Friday.
No, Dad, today is Tuesday.
Oh, of course it is, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And she's coming back on Sunday?
Yes.
That's,
What?
That's tomorrow.
No, Dad, it's 6 days from now.
6 days, right. And she is in...
Chichester, in a clinic for convalescing elderly patients.
Of course, Chichester. We're going out for lunch, right?
Dad, we had breakfast less than 2 hours ago. You can't be hungry again already.
Oh, not exactly hungry, but I wouldn't mind a bite to eat. Nothing big, mind you, and there's no hurry. I can wait a bit easily. You just get on with what you are doing.
I'll do you some lunch in about half an hour, then.
That would be great, Andrew. Thanks.
Ray.
Ray? Oh, yes, of course. Ray. Silly me.
Don't worry about it.
So, what's on the agenda today?
There isn't really an agenda.
What do you mean there isn't really an agenda? Surely you must have some kind of plan?
Not really, Dad. I mean, I've got to get this paper done at some stage, but I'm here to make sure you're okay.
I am okay.
Good.
Why should I not be okay?
Just a sec.
So, what's on the agenda?
Perhaps you and I could go for a stroll along the towpath a bit later on.
Can't say I fancy that much.
It would do you good. Bit of a walk.
Son, I've done enough walking in my days.
I might just buy you a drink at the Bargeman's Arms before supper.
Now you're talking. Anyway, better let you get on with things. Sorry to be a bother.
You're not a bother, Dad.
When are we going to have lunch?
In about an hour. I'll start preparing something for you in half an hour.
I'd really appreciate that. Half an hour. Right. So lunch will be ready at what time?
In about an hour, Dad.
That's great. Don't let me disturb you. I'll let you get on with your work.
Thanks, Dad. Look, I'm sorry I have to do this.
Sorry to be a bother, Andrew.
Ray.
Oh, sorry to be a bother, Ray.
Yes?
Mum's going to be back tonight, right?
No, Dad.
In 6 days' time. On Sunday.
Oh, of course, you said on Sunday. Thanks. That's in... 6 days from now. And she is in...
Chichester.
Of course, in Chichester. And when did you say we are going to eat?
In an hour, Dad. At 1. Is that okay?
Oh, that's more than okay. Are we going out to eat?
No. I'm going to start preparing something for you in half an hour.
Much appreciated, Andrew.
Ray.
Oh, Ray. So, what are you up to, son?
Ah, you're awake now. I'm doing your lunch.
My lunch? Aren't you going to eat anything?
No thanks, Dad. I've had breakfast a bit more than 2 hours ago. I'm really not hungry yet.
I'm not exactly hungry either.
So, you don't want me to do lunch?
Oh, I wouldn't mind a bite to eat. Nothing big, mind you. And there's no hurry. I can wait a bit. Easily. What is that you're making?
Pasta and some salad.
Not too much salad. Salad's a bit too healthy for my taste.
It'll do you good, Dad. Some greens?
At my age, it really doesn't matter how much greens you eat.
It won't be much.
Don't complain if I don't eat it.
I won't.
Smells nice, though.
Thanks.
Do you do a lot of cooking at home?
Mostly. Goes with being on my own.
Of course. So does she appreciate your cooking, your lady wife?
Dad, I'm not married. I'm single.
Oh, of course. You are single. And are you happy in your job?
It's okay, yes.
And who pays your salary?
The university.
The university, no less. You must be a real brain box.
I couldn't say.
I never went to university.
I know, Dad.
And I turned out just fine, didn't I?
Yes, Dad, you did.
Anything I can help you with, Andrew? Ray?
Well, perhaps you could lay the table.
Lay the table?
You know, plates, cutlery.
Oh, of course, plates, cutlery. Now, where does Mum keep the plates?
Never mind, Dad. I'll do it.
Much appreciated, Andrew.
I'm not Andrew. I'm...
Ray, of course. You're not a bad cook, you know. Yeah, poor man.
Thanks, Dad.
I wouldn't have minded going out to eat.
Well, we had all this food in the house.
Of course. But it would have been nice to go out. I don't get to go out much.
We had a meal out last night.
Oh, of course. Don't I get any wine?
You've had 2 glasses already. Don't you want a glass of water for a change?
No, I don't want water. I don't want to go rusty. You're not a bad cook, you know. For a man.
Thanks, Dad.
Do you cook at home, too?
Yes, Dad, inevitably. I live by myself.
And your wife, does she appreciate your cooking?
I'm not married, Dad.
No, of course not. So... what's on the agenda today?
There isn't one, really.
Don't be damn silly. There has to be some sort of plan about what is on the agenda.
Okay. Right, now we're having lunch. I would imagine that will take until about 1:45. Then you will probably have your usual little snooze, or you can read the papers.
Never anything interesting in the papers.
And later on, as we agreed earlier, we're going for a stroll on the towpath, and I'll buy you a drink at the Bargeman's Arms.
Can't I have a drink at the bargeman's feet?
Wouldn't that be rather smelly?
Smelly?
Bargeman's feet, you know, smelly.
I don't quite follow.
Ah, never mind, just a little joke.
I'm sorry, I don't quite follow. Can you explain?
Some people's feet are smelly. It's not very funny.
No, it's not. Anyway, what's on the agenda?
There isn't really an agenda. Why do you need to know?
Listen, Ray, you may live your life in your own aimless little way, but I have a company to run.
Dad, you're retired.
That's as may be. But they often come and ask my advice to help them out of sticky situations.
Really?
Yes, really.
Dad, you've sold the firm.
What is so surprising that the new management should rely on my expertise?
Sorry, Dad, I hadn't realised. So, who's likely to pop by this afternoon?
Pop by? Nobody will pop by. I've called a meeting with my section heads.
Where?
At my office.
At your office, I see.
Do you really? There's a lot of things going on that you have no idea about, young man. Like where the money comes from that ensures your carefree lifestyle. Mum's coming back tonight, right?
No, Dad, she's coming home on Sunday.
On Sunday. That's tomorrow, then.
No, Dad, it's 6 days from now.
6 days. Right. And she is in...
Chichester.
No, of course. I wouldn't mind giving her a ring after we've eaten.
Sure.
You have got her phone number?
Yes, Dad, I do.
And you can let me have it?
Yes, Dad, I can.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
I'm...
Ray, of course. Don't you want a glass of wine?
No, thanks. I've stopped drinking.
Why?
Because I don't enjoy it these days.
Why not? You're missing out on something here, son.
I'm not sure. Besides, I'd like to keep a clear head.
I've been drinking wine all my life.
I know.
And I've got a perfectly clear head.
I see.
Good. By the way, I'd love to talk to Mum sometime today. No hurry, though.
Okay. I'll call her once we've cleared up.
Thanks, Andrew. You are a good son.
Dad, I'm not Andrew. I'm...
Ray! What are you up to, son?
Clearing up the kitchen, Dad.
You are a proper little housewife.
I suppose I am.
You're not a poof, are you?
Excuse me?
I said you're not a bloody poof, are you?
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, don't get on your high horse, son. It's just a little joke.
I fail to see how that's funny.
Oh, dearie me, we are a bit touchy.
Well, would it bother you if I was?
What?
If I was, as you so politically correctly put it, a bloody poof.
No son of mine is an arse bandit.
I'm glad you're keeping an open mind.
Always have done, son, always have done. Within reason, of course.
Of course.
So, anything I can do to help?
You could put the dishes into the dishwasher.
The dishwasher?
Yes.
Where does Mum keep the dishwasher?
It's right in front of you.
Ah, yes. Son, how do I put these in?
Never mind, I'll do it myself.
Thanks, son. Sorry to be a bother.
You're not, Dad.
I'd love to talk to Mum sometime today. Find out how she is.
Can I finish clearing up here?
Oh, sure. No hurry. You're doing a great job. A proper little housewife, eh? Do you do this at home too?
There's nobody who'd do it for me.
Well, surely Thingy, what's her name, your wife?
I'm not married. I live by myself, Dad.
Oh, of course. Oh, before I forget, I wouldn't mind talking to Mum sometime later. Check that everything is okay.
Well...
Has she talked to you today already?
No, but we did yesterday.
Of course, I know that. How is she doing, though?
As well as can be expected.
I know, son. Where is she again?
In Chichester, in a clinic.
I would just like to hear her voice, hear from her that she is okay.
I'll call her in a minute.
No hurry, son.
Just let me finish here.
I did say there's no hurry, son. I appreciate you keeping the place shipshape, as well as a bloke can, until Mum gets back. I just would love to talk to her a bit later on, find out how she is.
OK. Look, can you get the phone and I'll dial the number right now?
Thanks, Andrew.
Ray.
Ray. You're a good man. Sorry I'm a bit confused.
It's not a problem, Dad.
The phone. Now, where's the phone?
It's out in the hall. Just get the receiver thingy and I'll dial the number for you.
Andrew, where's the phone?
It's on the little chest of drawers next to the living room door.
Living room door?
Look, I'm coming.
This thing must be new. I have no recollection of ever seeing anything like it before. Doesn't even look like a phone. More like, a remote.
It's been there for over 2 years.
Don't talk rubbish, Ray. I know what our phone looks like, and this is clearly a new one. Mum must have bought it before she left for, where is she again?
Chichester.
Of course, Chichester.
Okay, Dad. It's ringing.
Thanks. No reply. I hope she's okay.
She may have gone for a walk and left her mobile behind. She's meant to get out and about.
Well, doesn't she know a man worries about his wife?
Relax, Dad. I'm sure we'll get hold of her soon.
That's easy for you to say. She always has her mobile with her. What if something has happened?
Don't panic. She's bound to...
Don't panic! Don't panic! What do you know? Anything could have happened. Hello? Hello, darling? What? I'm fine. How are you? When will you be back from...
Chichester.
I know that. Chichester. Sunday. Oh, that's tomorrow. What? Oh, that long? No, everything is fine and Andrew is looking after things here quite well. Are they looking after you very well? Okay. Well, mustn't talk for too long. Expensive things, phone calls. See you tomorrow then. Right. Everything's fine.
Didn't she want to talk to me?
No, she didn't. And besides, she's back tomorrow.
Sunday, Dad.
Tomorrow is Sunday.
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
I know that, Andrew.
Dad.
Ray! For this, you really needn't have woken me up.
Sorry, Dad, but if you sleep all afternoon, you won't be able to sleep tonight.
The weather could be better.
At least it's not raining.
Looks like rain, though.
Well, I'm sure we'll make it to the pub.
That's easy for you to say.
Look, Dad, it's right there, a couple of hundred yards.
The weather could be better.
Look, it won't start pouring down before we get to the pub.
Are you sure?
Positive.
So, how much younger than what's-his-name are you?
Andrew.
I know who you are. Do you think I don't know who you are?
I'm Ray, Dad.
Of course.
And I'm 4 years older than Andrew.
4 years?
And Joanna is 2 years older than me.
Joanna.
Right, Dad. Here we are. And it hasn't rained.
It could have done, you know. Sometimes you are a right bloody smart-ass.
I'm sorry?
You always think you know everything better. Right bloody smart-ass.
Oh, dear. I'm really very sorry for being a right bloody smart-ass.
Sorry doesn't cut it, my boy. Just because you have been to university doesn't mean you don't stink when you shit. I have seen more things than you could ever have dreamt of. And I know when it's going to rain.
Sure, Dad. Do you want that drink now that we're here or not?
I really don't want a drink. Not now, not with you.
Fine.
You disrespectful whippersnapper. Wet behind the ears.
Now, listen.
Goddamn bloody cheek.
I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon.
So you definitely don't want a drink?
You heard me, didn't you?
Yep, my hearing is fine.
Don't talk to me in that tone of voice, you little shit kicker. And get me home. Now.
Look, I've just about had it. I'm at your beck and call every waking moment. I waste 2 weeks to be bossed about. I try to be patient in the face of your relentless demands, so don't talk to me like that, you senile fucking idiot.
And don't you talk to me like that, or I'll wallop you, you cheeky little sod. I am twice the man you could ever hope to be, Ray. And don't you forget it.
You shut the fuck up now. You may have been a big cheese and everybody may have kowtowed to you once, but now you are just a pathetic little tyrant.
I am your father. As long as you live in my house, I say what's what.
Don't you dare hit me ever.
I give you a slap whenever I see fit. You had that one coming.
Okay. Fuck this. I'm going home.
Great. See if I care.
You will, you stupid old fart, when you're left standing here on the towpath.
Now, don't be silly, son. Come back. Come back this instant, you ungrateful bloody arsehole.
Come on, then. We're going home.
What about that drink you promised me?
Forget it.
You're walking too fast, Andrew.
For God's sake, I'm...
No, Ray! Sorry. Where did you learn to cook like that? You're a proper little housewife, aren't you?
Glad you think so.
If I didn't know better, I'd think you're a right Nancy boy. Or a bloody poofter.
Dad, please.
Come on. Can't you take a joke?
Is that your idea of a joke?
God, don't be so touchy. Live a little, smile.
Sure thing, Dad. Anything you say.
So?
Yes?
What's on the agenda, son?
Nothing.
Nothing on the agenda, son?
Do you want to go and watch the news?
How can there be nothing on the agenda?
Because.
Come on now, son, don't start farting around.
I'm not.
You're not what?
Farting around.
No need to get shirty, laddie.
Look who's talking.
What was that?
Nothing. Forget it.
You're miffed.
Why should I be?
Look, I have a feeling we've had a little difference of opinion.
Yes?
I really don't want us to be on bad terms. I mean...
What?
I mean, you're doing a good job here. Cooking and cleaning and all that.
I'm glad you think so.
No, I do, Ray. I really do. Because when Mum went into hospital, I was really worried, you know, that she might not come back. It's been preying on me.
Look, the operation, we were told, went well. You know, we might still be lucky here.
We might be. But what if we aren't? I would really go through hell if she died and left me on my own.
Well, the doctors seem to think that she now has a good chance of dying of old age?
You think so?
I'm not a doctor, Dad, but I'm willing to believe them. We just have to be very careful when she gets back, look after her, and not put too much pressure on her.
You can rely on me for that. All that matters to me now is that she is all right.
Look, Dad, I'm happy to help, and Until she gets back, I'll make sure you're okay.
I don't matter. She does. But I appreciate what you do, son. Thanks, Andrew. Ray.
What do you want to know about it?
I'd really like to know how old it is.
Mm-hmm.
And what the...
What a load of rubbish they have on telly these days. I said, what a load of rubbish they have on telly these days.
I'm sorry, Dad, I wasn't watching.
What were you doing then?
Reading this?
Oh, of course. Always with your nose in a book. Quite the scholar, hey?
Is that a problem?
Not at all. Always good to have a brainy person in the family.
I'm not the only one of your children with a degree.
A degree of what?
Oh, Dad.
Oh, just my little joke. Anyway, bedtime. Don't forget to switch the light off in the hall.
Don't worry, I will.
It's no good saying and then not doing it.
Look, Dad, I will when I go to bed.
Then do it now.
I'm not going to bed just yet.
I don't see why not. It's late enough. Oh, well. Suit yourself. What's on the agenda tomorrow?
What agenda, Dad? There is
Stop arsing around. Just because I sometimes can't remember all the minutiae these days, what is on the agenda, damn it?
Ah, the agenda. Well, let me see now. Right, the proceedings will be initiated at 8:45 with a wake-up call followed by the donning of the dressing gown. Breakfast is scheduled for 9:15 and will in all probability continue till 9:45, when there will be a period of clearing up and putting stuff in the dishwasher. While the latter goes on, it is expected for your good self to adopt a supine post-breakfast digestion position on the bed, which may well be followed by an extended bout of sitting in the lounge for a bit of concentrated dozing, possibly interrupted by actually getting dressed.
Done.
At around 11:30, there'll be frank and fair negotiations about lunch arrangements with the option of eating in or out, followed by the ingestion of said lunch, as far as can be ascertained at present at your domicile. This is to be followed by another concentrated period of postprandial dozing, which in itself is a preparation for a series of demands for telephone conversations with Mum,
Ray.
A discussion of my marital status, my professional situation, my sexual orientation, and my general identity. Around 16:30, we have a planning meeting for supper scheduled, which will also include an appraisal of subsequent television viewing, a decision on which is expected at around 18:30, when preparations for supper and the evening's entertainment are expected to be finalised.
Thanks for treating me like a complete idiot. I merely wanted to know when I need to pick up Mum.
That's not till Sunday, Dad.
Is that tomorrow?
No, Dad. Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Really?
I'm afraid so.
It's a long time till Sunday. I hope she's all right.
She's as well as can be expected. But she's happy in the clinic.
How do you know?
She told you so when you talked to her today. She says they look after her very well.
Does she?
Yes.
Okay. Then sleep well, Andrew.
Dad, I'm...
Ray, God damn it! Why the hell can't I get that stupid name into that stupid old head of mine?
It's okay, Dad. Really. Don't worry about it.
That's easy for you to say, son.